This is the Hip Hop African Podcast. They record them live in the Department of African Studies on the campus of Howard University in Washington, D.C.
Hey, welcome back to the Hip Hop African Podcast. Today's episode is part of a series of episodes focusing on hip hop culture in Tanzania. In this episode, we interview Tanzanian hip hop producer Duke, who is the founder of MLab Records, as well as Tamaduni Music, a collective of hip hop MCs in Tanzania, as well as one of the founders of the Hip Hop Kilinge, which was a cipher that they used to have every week where hundreds of youth from around Tanzania would come and listen to hip-hop, hear the producers, hear the DJs, participate in cyphers. So the interview is mostly in Swahili, so we switch back and forth quite a bit, but if you are comfortable with Swahili, then you're going to be great. But if you're not that comfortable with Swahili, I would still suggest, you know, it's a short interview, about 20 minutes. You'll be able to catch most of what we're talking about, especially when we switch back and forth, switch to English. Lakini kama unajua Kiswahili, wewe ni Mtanzania, au Kenya, au nini, lakini utaweza kuelewa kila kitu. So tulitaka kufanya interview in Swahili kwa sababu we're in Tanzania, we wanted to make sure kwamba vijana in Tanzania wanaweza kuelewa what we're talking about clearly, and you know, kuongea lugha ya nchi yetu, so that even the interview can kind of represent hip hop culture in Tanzania. So I know some of you who don't speak Swahili, it might be a little bit hard, lakini, but I think you'll be able to get the gist of what we're saying. So without further ado, here is the interview I did with Duke. Also, the beat playing in the background is one of the beats that Duke made. So enjoy. So, nataka kusema asante. Thank you for agreeing to sit down. It's an honor. Kwa sababu wewe, you're one of Tanzania's kind of best hip-hop producers. So when you think of hip-hop producing in Tanzania, Duke is a name that usually comes up. So Kwanza, I wanted to ask, when did you start getting involved in producing, and how did you start? How did you learn to do that?
Nilianza tangu 90s. Mid 90s, I can say. Kwa sababu before producing, I was a DJ.
Ah, okay.
And before DJing, I was MC.
Really?
Yep.
Ah, okay.
So hiyo ndo safari yangu.
Okay.
Kwa hiyo, that's why you can see it's like ilikuja automatically.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because of the love of the love of the culture.
Okay. Okay. So who were some of the producers that influenced you the most, either Tanzania or outside?
Yeah, wengi. Tanzania wapo kwa sababu walikuwepo wa Tanzania wenzangu ambao wanafanya walotangulia, wakina P Funk au kina Master J. Yani almost all producers walikuwepo on the line wakati huo. Walini inspire kwa sababu nikaona ni kitu ambacho kinawezekana. Lakini when it comes to outside, wako wengi. Wengi nao ambao walikuwa wanafanya kwa wakati huo. Kwa sababu I'm talking about the golden era. Hiyo ndo influence yangu mimi. Kwa you can find a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So me, I met you halafu ulianza na Tamaduni.
No.
So when I met you, you were with Tamaduni.
Yeah, with Tamaduni.
So when did you were you with Tamaduni when they started from the beginning?
I'm a founder.
Founder. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ambayo tulianza 2011.
Okay, 2011.
Lakini before that nilikuwa na crew tu wakati na chana enzi hizo nyuma. Suicide hiyo ni crew yangu ya mtaani. Lakini baada ya hapo kuingia kwenye DJing na producing I was solo.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Kwa hiyo you produce beats for various artists.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And mpaka nipo anzisha record label, my record label MLab Records 2009. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what kind of artists are you working with? Ni hip hop too.
Yep. Okay. Mostly. So sometimes nilijaribu kufanya R&B, you know, your R&B and hip hop vina affiliate, lakini the problem hapa kwetu singers. Hatuna wale proper singers who can sing the real vibe ya R&B. That's the problem. Yeah.
Okay. Na Bongo Flava?
Bongo Flava, no.
Okay. So Lini, because I nakumbuka Kilinge kwenye Msasani Club.
Yep.
And it was like kila wiki was a spot to go kusikia hip hop for real, like DJing, ciphers, education. Yeah, kila kitu. So how did that start? Lini ulianza na kwa nini umeacha?
Ilianza hiyo 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, yani hiyo ndo ilikuwa the launching of Tamaduni Music. Ilianza na Kilingi.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, lakini hakikuwa pale Msasani last time you came. Ilikuwa kwenye studio yangu, lakini it's around Kinondoni huko huko. Yep. Kwa hiyo baadaye ndo tukahamishia pale Msasani.
Okay.
Lakini kisa cha kuacha, not exactly kuacha. Ni mimi nili step pembeni.
Okay.
Kuna wengine wanaendelea kwa sababu was not really mimi tu kufanya kila siku. Yeah, me it's like I paved the way, wengine waje wafanye. Mimi tu kutokana na shughuli zangu, kwa sababu kuanzia 2014 niliamua kupumzika kidogo.
Okay.
Kuhusiana na music kwa ujumla, production and all of that. Kwa hiyo ndo maana nikawa niko pembeni, wengine wakawa wanaendelea, lakini it's not under Tamaduni Music pia hivyo vilinge vingine vinavyoendelea. So
okay,
it's normal cyphers kwa sababu kuna other new clues yeah, ambao wanafanya hip hop nao wanafanya vitu kama hivyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause well, I remember the cyphers when there was battles. And Kwamba, whilst they with people would throw, put money
yeah,
and whoever won, Wale Chukua. So for me, like, that was so hip-hop, like, just hardcore, straight,
yeah,
you know, hip-hop. It was, yeah.
Yeah, that was the culture. I'm not really come as easy cyphers as squeeze wanafanya hivyo, kwa sababu sijawahi kuhudhuria hata moja. Yes, sijawahi kupata nafasi ya kwenda, lakini that was our trademark, I can say, as a Tamaduni Music.
Okay. Kwa hiyo as a producer, niliona studio yako and you have like crates of
manuals.
Yeah.
A lot of records.
Yeah. So
and I'm still collecting them. Yep.
So kwa hiyo, when you're looking for records, what type of records are you mostly
choosing? I can say all of records. Yeah, because on records, what I need or what I'm looking for is the sound.
Okay.
So I can mess up with any sound.
Okay.
Any type or any kind of sound.
Yeah. Okay. So one question. I know Kwamba, like, nani, copyright.
Yep.
So I remember Zamani in Tanzania, kila mtu walichukua beats from wherever and walitumia and sold records. Like Kini Sasa, artists have to be more careful. So as a producer, Kwamba, is that something that impacted how you make beats for artists or how you produce?
Yeah, somehow I can say that nowadays, man, because we are still struggling. Our copyright society is not stable. Yeah, so we are trying to make it stable.
Okay.
So somehow it's impacting me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you have to like come if some if an artist wanna say, you know, I want you to produce my album.
Yeah.
So you have to think about nani copyrights.
Yeah.
Possible, I know sometimes come if I put something on YouTube, it will.
What I told come in a copyright.
Yeah.
So it's challenging now. The art of sampling itself. Ilikuwa kwa ajili ya ku mess around with some other sounds. Sababu ya hizo hizo copyright. So if you maybe if you make a loop, that is too bad kwa sababu kwa YouTube utapata shida, lakini kama ukichop around the loop, make ni kama inakuwa fusion.
Okay.
So it's like yani unazalisha sound nyingine mpya.
Okay.
Yeah, somehow.
Okay. So basically, do you think this has made hip hop producers more creative?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the creative part. Yeah.
Okay.
When you talk about art of sampling.
Okay. So one thing I was niliongea MC Zamani alisema, you know, it back in the day. It used to be the MC na DJ Yake.
Yep.
Sasa, one MC can work with five producers on one album. So, do you think, lakini, as a producer, do you still see kwamba the DJ, the traditional DJ with the records is still important to hip-hop? Au ni different?
It's still important because most of the hip-hop producers are DJ also.
Okay.
Yeah, are DJs. Most of them are DJs. Okay. Oh, we are the DJs, I can
say.
Kwa hiyo, bado tuna keep that element ya DJing kwenye music production.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unaweza to be a producer without knowing how to DJ? So kwamba, if I don't know how to like do the spinning records.
Yeah, you can be a producer without being a DJ.
Would you get respect?
yeah, you can because all in all, utakuwa una make boom-bap beat.
Okay.
So zitakuwa kwenye culture. Yeah, kwa hiyo you'll be credited.
Okay. So one thing in terms of you talked about boom bap beats in terms of hip hop, like beats come on a scale, you know this is hip hop.
Yeah.
So do you think kwamba MCs hapa wanaanza kutumia beats that are not straight 100% hip hop? Kwamba if you want to use, I don't know, some music from like kwamfano in the US, Fela Kuti, why to wengi want my sample Fela Kuti in hip hop?
Yep.
So do you think happen in Tanzania that's also happening? Do MCs like experiments with different sounds?
Yeah, inatokea, lakini inakuwa tofauti kidogo. Nafikiri the challenge ya hapa kwetu, it's a knowledge.
Okay.
Knowledge ni tatizo namba moja ambao naona inaleta hizo challenges zote. Kwa sababu kwanza kuna a very big nani debate about hip hop beats. Wengine wanasema sio lazima iwe boom bap. Yeah, which is not, kwa sababu ukifuatilia mwanzo wa hip hop music as a music, imeanza na boom bap kwa sababu those DJs used to loop some, we call it breaks. Yeah, drum breaks. Ambao zikuwa ziku kwenye boom bap style. Kwa hiyo, taingia the music, hip hop music inaanza, imeanza na boom bap. Kwa hiyo, that's why sometimes when you mess around with the drums, ambazo haziko boom bap, to me will sound it's not real.
Okay.
Yeah, kwa sababu pia kuna changamoto ya nowadays people are very curious. Producers, MCs with something they call it new sound. Yeah, new sound. It's like a syndrome, new sound, new sound. So people are, I can see people are going crazy about it. Lakini, honestly, boom bap is a real deal.
Okay.
When you talk about hip hop music.
Okay.
Yep.
So basically, hip hop is also about representing, kama unatoka Dar, unatoka Wapi, it's about representing where you're from.
Where you're from.
So as a producer, how do you represent where you're from? How do you think you represent where you're from? Tanzania,
By chopping up Swahili music. Yeah, kwa sababu kama na chop maybe Baraka Mwishe music ambayo itakuwa na element ya language itself. Kwa sababu when it comes to tunes, tunes are very tricky kwa sababu kwa hapa Tanzania hata miziki ambayo ilikuwa inafanywa hapa zamani mingi they are not really from Tanzania. Mingi they are not really, so there is no some kind of tune ambayo ina, yani ina reflect direct this is Tanzanian music. There is a tunes ambazo zina reflect African music. It's like hao kina Fela Kuti wako wanapiga jazz, again they call it Afro jazz because na some fusion ya African tunes.
Okay.
Kwa hiyo moja kwa moja direct kujulikana kwamba this is from Tanzania. Maybe by language ambayo nayo it's not real that much kwa sababu sio Tanzania peke yake walikuwa wanaongea Kiswahili since back then.
So how does Tanzania hip hop different from Uganda or Kenya?
I think hata the style of production pia.
Okay.
Kwa sababu most of the hip hop tracks ninazo zisikiaga from Uganda and Kenya. Nafikiri nao wako kwenye that syndrome I told you, new sound. So they go more twisting sounds kwa ajili tu ya we need to be in a new sound lane, kitu ambacho I don't think so kwa sababu hata hao wa Marekani wana sample African music. Kwa hiyo it's not real much nadhani. That's why for me kitu cha kwanza I can will go for kwenye hip hop music. It's the boom bap.
Okay.
Yeah, drums has to be boom bap.
Okay. Kwa hiyo kama if someone said pick 5 MCs, lakini sio wa Tanzania, 5 MCs to produce for, who would be your top 5 MCs you would want? Any 5, like any seo wa Tanzania.
Wako wengi mpaka nashindwa kutaja au 5.
Basi 10.
10 itamaliza time ya kipindi. Itamaliza time ya session. Lakini hata when you come to top 5, I can go for Backshot. Royce the 5-9. I can go for Evidence.
Okay.
I can go for that kid I told you, Jenny Black from Malawi. Yeah. He's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five I can go for, but that guy ni marehemu. Sean Price.
Okay. Well, I see kwamba you're not into the commercial hip hop. It's like really the lyricism, the MCs with strong.
To me when you talk about commercial hip hop, it's another syndrome to me. because when you comes to commercial will remain commercial.
Mm. Okay.
Now, I think you know the fundamentals here, the commercial. So, all in all, whatever they say, there is a underground, there is a commercial, mainstream, nini. Ah, it's just the politics to me. Lakini, all in all, because all of them are doing business.
Yeah.
So, all are in commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lakini, as a producer, you listening to your beats, it's like me hip hop. It's like hip hop from the heart. It's not like, you know, some producers, they produce a beat for the club. For Lakini Wewe, your beats are very, it's like clear hip hop.
Yeah, because I like to keep it culture. Yeah, itself. That's why you can say my style labda. Some guys, they can call it old style or hardcore, whatever. But to me, it sounds real. Yeah.
Okay. So, Basi, you have a label, M-Lab.
Yeah.
Okay. So, which artists are you working with now?
For now, sija sign any new artists.
Okay.
Niko kwenye process ya kurud. Sababu ni kwambia nimepumzika. Kwa hiyo, narud next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you also have other things unafanya. Like, I remember seeing on social media, you have a lot of things kwamba unafanya. So what else?
I'm in a crafting business, so I'm doing acoustic sciences. Other people, they call it soundproofing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my other things ambazo nafanya. Kwa kipindi hicho chote nilichokuwa nimepumzika, issue major ni hiyo na jenga studios. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you see in terms of, like, the future of hip-hop in Tanzania? Where do you see it inaenda wapi? Is it getting stronger?
Kwa kifupi naweza kusema it's growing. So when you talk about growing, in a manner contains strongness in everything. That's why it's growing.
Okay.
Yeah, kwa hiyo, iko kwenye nani nzuri.
Okay.
Yeah, it's growing, inakuwa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was it. That's all. Asante sana.
Thank you too.